You're listening to Deep Pockets by Investa, a podcast where we feature some of the best traders and business people in the industry to help you grow your finances and pursue your passion. Most of the time, I have been investing. Pero of course, meron pa rin times na ginagawa kong casino, yung stock market or yung trading. So quick backstory lang, nag-open ako ng isang account sa isang broker. So yung broker, sila yung nag-a-allow sa akin to trade and to invest in certain financial assets. So pwedeng stocks, pwedeng commodities, pwedeng foreign exchange. So nag-open ako ng account sa kanila para makapag-invest ako. And yung special thing about that broker is they allow me to use leverage. So ano nga ba yung leverage? Kung bago ka pa dito, hindi ka pa familiar sa leverage, it is using borrowed money to make your position sizes bigger and bigger than your capital. So, ibig sabihin nun, ginagamit mo yung pera ng broker mo, so parang nangutang ka, para palakihin yung mga investment positions mo. Para pag kumita ka, mas malaki yung kikitain mo. Pero, unfortunately, kapag natalo ka, mas malaki yung matatalo mong pera. So, imagine nyo na lang kung wari yung leverage mo is 1:10, yung 10,000 mo worth 100,000 yun sa isang investment. So yun yung power ng leverage. Pwede niyang palakihin yung pera mo na hindi mo pera. So nung nag-open ako sa broker na yun, of course, I was very hyped and na-feel ko na sobrang laki ng pera ko. So nag-trade ako every day, every hour, chine-check ko yung markets, chine-check ko yung charts. And surprisingly, in a matter of a few days, no, I was doing really good. So I was trading and my positions were mostly positive. Laging tumatama yung trades ko. And in a matter of a few days, around 3 to 4 days, na-realize ko na yung pera ko is na-doble ko. So in 3 to 4 days, times 2 or 100% gain sa port ko. So inisip ko, wow, kung i-continue ko lang to and maging consistent ako dito, in a few weeks time, in a few months time, kaya ko na maging isang milyonaryo. So yun yung natatak sa isip ko nung time na yon. So, naging confident ako, inisip ko, lahat ng trade ko tatama. So, ang resulta is naglagay ako ng maraming pera and maraming leverage sa every trade ko. So, kasi kapag nilalagyan ko ng mas malaking leverage, diba tumataas yung pera ko and yung profits ko, tumataas din. So, of course, naging confident ako and feeling ko lahat ng trades ay tatama. And during one trade, naglagay ako ng sobrang laking position size. Naglagay ako ng mataas na leverage sa isang position. And I was very confident na tataas to. And in a few minutes, nakita ko na hindi siya pumunta sa expectation ko. So hindi siya tumaas, bumagsak siya. And hindi ko agad binenta yung position ko. Inisip ko, tataas pa yan. And in a matter of a few minutes, few hours, nakita ko na yung capital ko naubos. So yung capital ko na napalaki ko, naubos siya lahat in a matter of just one trade. So yun yung isa sa mga experiences ko na feeling ko casino yung stock market and feeling ko mabilis lang kumita and mabilis lang maging mayaman sa stock market. So nung time na yun, of course, nalungkot ako. Napakalaki ng pera na nawala sa akin. Feeling ko hindi na para sa akin trading. Inisip ko, dapat ba mag-quit na lang ako? So, nagbasa-basa ako ng mga libro, in-educate ko yung sarili ko, and nanood ako ng mga video sa Investagrams, and tinuruan ko yung sarili ko kung paano mag-trade, paano maging mas disiplinado. And na-meet ko sila JC, sila JM, so I was very lucky enough to become part of the Investa team. So, marami ako natutunan sa kanila. So, ngayon, I'm a more disciplined trader. Hindi na ako nag-gamble, hindi ko na ginagawang casino, yung stock market. So yun yung experience ko, no? So try natin i-define kung ano nga ba yung difference ng pag-i-invest and yung pagsusugal. So i-try natin i-search kung ano yung sinasabi ni Google about investing. So investing is the act of allocating resources, usually money, with the expectation of generating an income or profit. Now i-search naman natin yung definition ng gambling. So gambling is the betting or staking of something of value with consciousness of risk and hope of gain. So kung babasahin mo ng maigi, parang magkaparehas lang yung definition nila. So makikita nyo sa investing, act of allocating resources or usually money. And sa gambling naman, it's betting or staking something of value. So, same concept, may nilalagay ka, may tinataya ka, may ini-invest ka. Sa investing, sabi, with the expectation of generating an income or profit. And ganun din sa gambling. May consciousness ka of risk and there is a hope of gain. So kung titignan mo yung definition alone, medyo nakakalito siya. Parang isipin mo, parang nagsusugal nga lang pala talaga ako sa stock market. Pero in my experience, sa mga nakikita kong tao na kumikita sa stock market and sa mga tao na hindi kumikita sa stock market, may malaking differences with the characteristics sa pag-iinvest at sa pagsusugal. Una, yung pagsusugal is high risk, high reward. So kung mapapansin mo, pag pumunta ka sa casino, tataya ka ng let's say 1,000. Kapag natalo yung taya mo, yung buong 1,000 mo mawawala sa'yo. So imagine mo yung risk mo is 100%. So niririsk mo yung buong position mo, may risk na mawala lahat ng 1,000 pesos mo. And kapalit, of course, meron siyang high reward. Kapag tinaya mong 1,000 ay nanalo, usually yung bigay sa'yo is 2,000. So 100% gain yun. So yun yung mga characteristics ng pagsusugal. Medyo mataas yung reward niya. Kaya mong i-double yung pera mo in just one go. Pero at the same time, napakataas ng risk niya. Na lahat ng nilagay mong pera, lahat ng ininvest mo, pwedeng mawala. Hindi lang sa casino, sa stock market may mga ganitong circumstances rin na pwede kang kumita ng sobrang laki. Pero yung risk mo sobrang taas na pwedeng malaking amount of money yung mawala sa'yo. So, yung pinagkaiba naman sa investing, usually, kung you are a wise investor, you will risk less or low risk investments. So, at the same time, of course, kapag low risk, low reward din yung i-expect mo. Pero in trading or in investing in the stock market, meron tayong mga ways to minimize risk. Pero at the same time, you're trying to maximize your profit or your reward. Of course, if you compare it to gambling, mas mataas pa rin talaga palagi yung reward kapag nagsusugal ka. Pero of course, yung goal natin is not only to profit, it's not only to make money, it's also to survive. Kasi kung mawala lahat ng pera mo in just one go, paano na yun? Wala ka ng pera, wala ka ng ipang i-invest. So what a lot of traders do is they minimize their risk. At the same time, they maximize their potential profit. Pero since maliit lang yung nire-risk nila, kahit na matalo sila, kahit na hindi mag-go sa expectation yung isang trade or investment, kaya pa rin nila makapag-invest, hindi lahat ng pera nila ay nawala. So yun yung isa sa mga concepts na kailangan mong intindihan kapag nag-invest ka na. You're not only investing to make money, you're not always gonna win. So you have to minimize your risk and you have to survive to invest another day, to trade another day. Yung susunod na characteristic sa pagsusugal ay it's very, very fast and very exciting. So gaya nga nung sinabi ko sa yung kwento, in a matter of few days, napataas ko yung pera ko and sobrang exciting siya kasi nakikita mo na dumodoble every other day yung pera mo. So very exciting siya and very action-packed. Every day tinitignan mo yung charts, every day napakabilis ng galawan. And in return, mabilis rin mawala yung pera. So yun yung characteristics ng pagsusugal. Ganun din sa mga casino, sa mga sugalan, sa mga sabungan, sa pagtataya sa kabayo. Hindi ko alam yung mga sugalan eh. Pero anyway, yung characteristic niya is talagang mabilis. So pinakaiba naman nun sa investing is it's a very slow and a very boring process. So yun yung reality and maybe mata-turn off kayo kasi hindi siya exciting, hindi siya action-packed. Pero yun yung reality if you're really investing for the long term. Every day, maliit lang yung pinagbago sa positions mo, konti lang yung ginigain mo every day. Pero kung everyday consistent ka and patient ka and hindi ka nagmamadali, yung patience mo will reward you with a bigger and a bigger return in the future. So the next characteristic is it's very spontaneous. So yun yung characteristic ng pagsusugal. Minsan hindi mo na kailangan magplano. Minsan on the whim meron ka ng decision and maglalagay ka na agad ng pera kasi feeling mo and confident ka na mananalo ka. So yun yung isang characteristic ng pagsusugal. So ang pinagkaiba naman sa investing is hindi siya spontaneous, hindi siya biglaan na lang mag-i-invest ka dito. Kailangan may detailed planning. Hindi ka pwede mag-invest sa isang company dahil yun lang yung kilala mo. dahil Jollibee yung favorite mong pagkain everyday, dahil ito yung company ng nanay mo, ng tatay mo. So, kailangan may detailed planning, alamin mo yung company, alamin mo yung technical analysis, yung fundamental analysis. So, yun yung mga bagay na kailangan mong pag-isipan and i-plan before you put your money into something. So, isa pang characteristic ng pagsusugal is you're mainly basing on luck or swerte. So, usually yung mga galawan sa casino, no, isipin mo lang, swerte ba ako today? Or maglalagay ka ng mga lucky charm na isusuot mo, pupunta kang casino, tas feeling mo, lucky ka. Lalagay ka ng 100,000 pesos sa red. Tapos nakita mo yung bola, pumunta sa black. So, parang malas ka. So, yun yung sinasabi ko. So, yun yung isa sa mga characteristics ng pagsusugal. You're basing on swerte, you're basing on luck. Kahit magdasal ka, kahit magpray ka, kay God, kay nature, kay kahit sino man yan, if you're basing on luck, wala kang ibang basehan, gambling yan or sugal yan. So, of course, in the stock market, hindi mo alam kung ano yung mangyayari in the future. Walang nakakaalam nun. Pero, hindi ka randomly nag-i-invest lang. You have to also think of the probability that this stock will go up. So, kung mataas yung probability na yon, it's probably a good investment. Pero kung mababa yung probability, it must be better to stay away or at least you have to lessen your risk at a very, very low level. So, the next characteristic and the last one that I noticed kapag nagsusugal ka or nag-invest ka is the motivation of greed. So, kapag nagsusugal ka, iniisip mo gusto mong kumita ng pera, gusto mong maging sobrang yaman in a short period of time, and yun yung greed, yun yung longing for something really big na hindi mo naman deserve. So, iniisip mo, sure win to, maglalagay lang ako ng 1 million pesos, magiging 10 million pesos na to. Sa investing naman, instead of greed, instead of being motivated by getting rich, by being a rockstar, ang matututunan mo sa pag-invest is kailangan mo ng discipline, kailangan critical thinker ka, kailangan patient ka. So, yun yung mga characteristics na makukuha mo kapag nag-invest ka ng tama. So, yun yung mga differences, no? I'll try to summarize it here in this slide. So, kapag nag-gamble ka or nagsusugal ka, it's usually a high-risk, high-reward situation. Mabilis, exciting, spontaneous, based on luck, and motivated by greed. Kapag nag-i-invest ka naman, it's very different. It's a very low-risk environment. It's slow. It's pretty boring. You have to really plan ahead. You have to think about probabilities and kailangan mo i-build yung discipline mo. Kailangan critical thinker ka. Kailangan you're hoping for a good future. That's it. Thank you for listening to the Deep Pockets by Investa podcast and stay tuned for our next episode.